Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
On the phone with my coach this morning, I have 600 contract right now, about 98,000 in GCI pending for October. And our biggest conversation today was, you know, getting more, adding to it. But then more importantly, just as important as bulletproofing those transactions, making sure we tie up any loose ends and we close them out. And, you know, it's just as good as having the business, it's also closing it out. And then still focused on adding more listings and more buyers to it as well.
It sounds like you had a time management discussion this morning.
Yes, sir.
Is that
how to be effective in the 1 hour to give admin versus the 2 to 4 hours I'm giving lead follow-up and lead generation.
So now you've got 6 pending, right? And you still got to do your whatever, 1, 2, 3 hours of lead generation, depending on how badly you want to succeed, that you got to do every single day, right? And that's challenging. And most people aren't, you know, a lot of people never had 6 pending. So if you think 6 pending's easy, now try to imagine you have 6 pending and you're trying to time block. And if you've ever tried to lead generate, it's extremely hard to stay focused. Here you are trying to like call 5 people in your SOI from last year to check in on them, that, you know, what have you, or do whatever type of lead generation method that we talk about hopefully every Tuesday in this mastermind. And, you know, it's hard enough to make yourself do it. You've blocked everything else out. And then you see a text message on your cell phone from one of your sellers of an active listing that has not sold yet. And what I'm going to tell you to do is not answer that phone. Because contrary to my father, who'd been in real estate for 50 years, a good agent typically does not always answer their phone. I'm gonna say it again. A high producing, successful agent rarely answers their phone. And I coach them to never answer it. Ever. And I know that drives a lot of you lower producers crazy, because you know those listing agents, you're trying to get a hold of them and they won't answer. And I'm the guy on the other end saying, don't you dare answer. Make sense? So understand, I'm not the only one. Gary Keller tells them that too. So does Brad Inman and everybody else out there that knows what they're talking about. Because an agent that always has to answer their phone, if that's what you do to provide good customer service to your clients, I would rethink your business model. And if you would like to challenge that, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you need a lawyer because you got in a traffic accident, your car is totaled, this guy says it's your fault, you say it's their fault, there's a police report that kind of says it's your fault. Your insurance company then tells you, I'm not sure you're going to be covered for this because there's a gap in coverage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you want a good attorney or do you want a bad attorney? You know how you can tell the difference between a good attorney and a bad attorney? You know where I'm going, right? Do you know how you tell? What's the difference between a good attorney and a bad attorney?
Bad attorney will answer the phone.
Yeah. If I call a law office and the attorney answers, I've already got a problem. He's probably not that successful, right? What's number two? I don't care about that one. Number two is if I say, hey, you know, they patch me right through to him and I start talking to him and he's totally free for me. And he's like, yeah, you better get down here right now. I'm totally free. Come on down. I'm on this for you. I'm all over it for you. I would be very concerned that you have not selected the best attorney, because the top attorney has other clients. His success is proven by results. He's going to schedule an appointment. Anyone that will always drop everything for you is typically not someone who's deemed to have the best customer service in any industry, whether it's a dentist that's always free, you know, like, hey, there's my dentist's office. I better get my teeth cleaned. Walk in the front door. Hey, can I get my teeth cleaned? And they're free? I've got a problem. Notice how I'm talking about professionals. dentists, accountants, lawyers. Are you professional or not? A lot of realtors like to say they're a professional. Are you or not? Because I'll tell you, whether you jump and answer the phone for everybody all the time, it goes a long way to determine whether you consider yourself to be running a professional business. Because if you just run around and react to every time your phone rings, I'm pretty sure you waste a ton of time. And if you don't do anything to generate business, you have no choice. You're right. You must be that Johnny on the spot phone answerer. You must be a telemarketer agent. You have to be. If you don't do anything to get business, then you have no choice but to answer the phone. It's your only source of business. I feel terrible that that's the case because I would hate to have that type of business. That is not what successful agents do. So understand, and if you don't think that you can survive by answering the phone every time it rings, or even if you know it's a client, let me ask you this. So let's say that same seller calls you, okay? And your phone is ringing and it's still active and you know that that listing hasn't sold in 45 days, which in this market's a real long time. So you want to tend to jump on that to appease and placate that seller. But this time you're in a different setting. This time you just sat down at the kitchen table to conduct a listing consultation. Now, do you answer the phone? Of course you don't. So all you guys that were doubting me about 10 minutes ago, understand I've played this trick a lot of times. It has nothing to do with you being a better person or a better agent than me. It just has to do with you care about your money way more than them, and you'd much rather conduct a listing consultation than lead generate. That's it. You assign higher value to that listing, which I would too. However, you won't assign the same value to the difficult task that generates listing appointments because it's painful. You're a wimp. You just don't want to do the hard work. It's much easier to not do the lead gen than it is to take the listing consultation. Why? Because we as people are people pleasers by nature. We always want to make everyone happy. We run around trying to keep people happy all the time, even though we will throw our own goals, our family's welfare, our children's future under the bus just to appease some random client we just barely met a month ago. You know who won't do that? Good attorneys, good accountants, good dentists. They understand they need to run a business and there's kind of a give and take in business. If we run around only representing the most demanding people and always being at the beck and call, and that's our value prop, we're the fast food of real estate, or we're the Johnny Quick, like we jump on the spot. If that's our big value, that's really what you're using to get out of lead generating. Does that make sense? Did that hit anybody kind of hard? That usually hits a lot of people kind of hard. I intend to hit people hard. That's when I get a little snarky, you know, but that's the idea. And we all do it. I also want to bring some, I mean, we all do. I do it. Everyone does it. You know what I'm saying? Like we do it with everything. Like, I can't work out today because of this. I can't lead generate today because of this. I can't go to church today because of this. We do it with all the stuff that are most important to us getting where we want in life. We'll make excuses for customer service that aren't real. So you have got to get comfortable. Like, let's say Philip is going to lead generate for 2 hours every morning. Let's say he's working on growing his database, trying to do some annual property reviews with some of his people to kind of check in on his past clients, to let them know how much their property is worth now, you know, after COVID, all that kind of stuff. Let's say he's doing all those wonderful customer service activities that are also lead generation activities. Let's say he's doing that. And let's say he's doing that from 9:00 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm just picking times, okay? And let's say that phone call comes in from that very same seller at 9:30 a.m. What about a quick text messages? Well, first of all, let's just say the phone was turned off. I'd prefer that. You didn't even see it. But let's say it was turned on because you need to use the phone to make the calls, okay? Then you see it because you can't help it. Then what I probably would do is just shoot him a quick text. Hey, I'm in a meeting. Can I call you at 11? The minute I get out. I am yet to ever hear an agent tell me that that was not acceptable. I'm yet to hear of any industry where if someone calls you at 9:30 in the morning and you call them back at 11:15 a.m., that that's not responsive. And if someone thinks that's not responsive, that would be a client I definitely don't need. Because that means you could never take a listing appointment. You could never show property. You could never do, you could never go to the doctors. You could never go to your children's choir performance. You could never do anything without answering the phone, even if you couldn't get back to somebody in an hour or two. Make sense? So understand when I say realtors do not need to answer the phone, I mean it. I'm writing that down. Because that's what usually does it. If Philip, if you get thrown off on your lead generation, it almost always starts with the bunny trail of the phone call or the text or something like that, or an email. One of those three inbound communications, or homing pigeon, I don't know. Any of those things, or a raven, I guess. We could talk Game of Thrones, when like it flies through the window right behind Philip. But any of those three things come at you, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, here we go. Now it's you're going down the bunny trail from hell. Like you're like, uh-oh, you know, there's my seller. Now I got to call and find out, or I got to pull this. And I don't know why that other agent didn't show up when they were supposed to. And now I got to call the other agent. And now that agent's mad. And then he screams at me. So now I'm really freaked out. So I got to run down the hall of my office and complain to like seven other agents as to why that agent's such a jerk, because I'm so freaked out and flustered. That's what happens. It's impossible to lead generate. All you got to do is shut down the inbound communication. And I'll tell you, you need to do that. And, you know, when you eat dinner with your family, you need to do it when you're present for any personal activity. You need to turn your phone off. You need to turn your phone off every night at 7 o'clock p.m. at the latest. I have plenty of clients to do it at 6. You have to keep balance and you have to do it purposefully. And you're going to see those of you who say, I can't do that because I'm too busy or whatever, you're going to see that as you meet more and more agents that sell more than you do, you'll see most of them do that because they've got coaches and trainers telling them that they can do that. They need to do that. That's what keeps their tank fueled up. And that's what gives them the time to be able to keep a balanced life and to continue to lead generate. It's the agents that don't do that, that sell one or two houses a year, that are just running around by default at every inbound communication. They're just chasing everything down, doing everything for everyone else, but nothing that they have set out to do. That makes sense? Boy, you got me on one now, Philip. That was it. That was, whew. You could tell that one hit close to home. I think I need to listen to some of that too, actually. That's how common that is. You'll need kind of a maintenance checkup on that one regularly. Okay, let me take a look in here. Jody agrees. Thank you. That one's easy, Jody. I appreciate that. And someone just got taught that. That's wonderful, right? There you go. Auto text. That's one. Albert, you've got auto text. I've got a few of your auto texts, right? I had to.
No, it's on the watch. It's the, I'll call you next.
Yeah, like when somebody
calls you, you get like three options for the auto response. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one. I've gotten yours a few times, right?
It's always kind of bad though. When I push the button by accident and it goes to my wife and she knows that I'm not in a meeting. Like that's always a bummer. I'm hoping that she understands. I'm not trying to misdirect. I just can't write a text right now. Yeah. or the one that I send by accident on a train, but I can text. definitely does not apply.
That's good. I like that one. Yeah, and I agree. Here's the other thing that I like about it too, okay? There's one other point I want to kind of throw in there. If you are a calendared person, okay, which again, many of you know I am a very calendared person. Very rarely am I ever doing anything that I have not calendared myself to do, right? So my day is filled with what I intend to do. I do like, I'm not like this, you know, neo-Nazi or something that just moves, you know, through the day regimented. I keep a lot of time blocked for free time, right? Like, so there might be 2 hours free just to kind of get random work done, but I keep it blocked because I know there's enough work there to justify it, things like that. But I always know what I'm trying to do. So even if it is lead generation, let's say, which is not one of mine because I don't sell real estate any longer, but if lead generation is there, it is an appointment, right? It's in my calendar. It's an appointment. It's an appointment with myself. I also have times blocked for lots of different things that don't involve another human, believe it or not. So if you've got a calendar that's just full of appointments with other humans, we've got a problem. That means you live your life for other people and all of your old goals are just if you get time for them, which you're not going to ever have time for. I'm sorry. So you need to have things in your calendar for just you to do that you adhere to and you honor. Because if you don't honor that, well, then it doesn't do any good either. So you have to look at an appointment with yourself as an appointment with yourself. And most of my appointments are very much with myself. And I like to think I get more stuff done than the average bear. Right? Now, here's where it's fun, because usually most problems do get solved with a good script. So let's say I saw one wonderful Philip put in there in the chat room. May I call you right back after this appointment, please? That's what gave me the idea to tell you this was Philip, because that is now a very true statement if I have my lead generation time in my calendar. Look at Philip. Look at Philip's screen up there. He's got color-coded time blocking. That's a pro, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a pro. And when you actually color code. And what'll end up happening is I can now say, I've got an appointment. Can I call you right afterwards? And they don't know if that appointment's with me. They don't know if that appointment's with somebody else. That's none of their business anyway. As far as I'm concerned, if I've got attend my child's choir performance in there from 11 to 2 or whatever, and someone calls me, I'm going to have the same response. Hey, I'm in an appointment. Can I call you right after 2 o'clock? That's it. I don't have to tell everyone all of my personal business, nor do they think they really want to know. You're an appointment, get back to them promptly, quick little text, call you right afterwards. 99.9% of the people are totally cool with that. And I'll tell you, 100% of the people you want to work with are cool with that. But there is that 0.01% or whatever that doesn't. And you know what? Fine. Pound sand. Trust me, you'll be happy you got rid of them now. Because those are your nightmare transactions. And if you look back at all your nightmare transactions, usually you can trace back to your early communications with them and spot a lot of red flags that you should have seen to get out of that thing. And this is one of them. Someone that has unrealistic customer service demands, that wants to rip you away from your family in the middle of the night. Stupid. This is real estate. You do understand real estate is one of the least urgent businesses on the planet. Everybody got that? I know we don't like to make it that way, but it's about as slow as they come. It takes forever for anything to happen. If you don't believe me, go to any other place of business and ask for something. It'll pop right there. I need a belt. Someone will give me a belt. I need a soda. Someone will give me a soda. I can ask for just about anything and expect it instantaneously. Until it's real estate, then it's like, okay, you got 3 days to respond to an offer. You got 30 days to close on it. You know, there is nothing fast about this, which is why people can easily handle 6 pending like Phil.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.